Go ahead, Kev. What a delay.
It's a delay.
Oh, man.
It's the 3 o'clock hour. So what you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
On WFDU. It's the 3 o'clock hour.
Where you at, Dom?
So what you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
On WFDU. Oh, it's the 3 o'clock hour.
Here we go. WFDU 89.1. WFDU 89.1. WFDU 89.1.
It's the 3 o'clock hour. So what you gonna do?
Gonna pick up the phone and make my pay to WFDU.
It's the 3 o'clock hour. So what you gonna do?
On
WFDU. Ow. It's the 3 o'clock hour.
So what you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
On WFDU. You gonna do Kevin Moore on WFDU. Here we go. WFDU 89.1. WFDU 89.1. WFDU 89.1. WFDU 89.1.
It's the 3 o'clock hour.
It's the 3 o'clock hour. Here we go. WFDU 89.1. WFDU 89.1. WFDU 89.1.
Yo,
Kevin, it's such a delay, man. Such a delay, brother. But it's all good.
I know. That's stereophonic.
Oh, man. You know, they have not perfected these phone lines as of yet, you know?
I still wonder about that. That's that surround sound, brother.
The surround sound?
Yeah, with a delay.
Wow.
That's just the effects of surround sound.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah.
Gotcha. But thanks for holding it down with me, boy.
Oh, yeah. You know how we do.
That's right.
Somebody got to take up the slack. We're teams, you know.
That's right.
You've been running on one cylinder tonight. Somebody got to help you out, brother.
One cylinder, you mean half a cylinder. I'm no singer, I'll tell you that right now.
The other two cylinders, they came somewhere, knocked out.
Well, Don is up. He definitely is listening, but JP's out cold. I know that for sure.
Don at home eating a grits and egg sandwich or something.
With sardines, right?
Yeah. And cheese on it. Watching Barney.
Yeah.
With some great Kool-Aid.
Great Kool-Aid. See, you're going to make that brother call in, man. He can't defend himself.
As long as he's calling in with a pledge, it's all right.
There you go. But he did pledge. He pledged last week, man, so I got to give it to him.
Hey, man, you know, I got to try again because I tried last week. And for whatever, I tried to do it online. It didn't go, so I'm going to try this again tonight.
Okay.
I go to sleep.
All right, I appreciate it, man. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. You got snow and all that out there?
Snow and ice. Right now it's raining. It's raining pretty heavily right now. But yeah, man, we had a couple inches of snow earlier today. turned into freezing rain, sleet, slush. It's just a big mess right now.
Now, wasn't that the forecast Don gave about 4 weeks ago? It's just not happening. Just now getting the snow about 4 weeks ago.
Well, he had the vision back then. You know what I'm saying?
His vision was just a little bit off.
Just a little bit. Kevin Moore, our West Coast correspondent, checking in from Oaktown, California, in the house.
Yes, sir. Called in to all the WFDU listeners and those that are new listeners. We welcome you to the show.
Yes, yes.
And once a year, we ask for a love gift.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they go to church and give an offering.
That's right.
They only ask for an offering once a year. Now, what church you know you can go to and give an offering once a year?
That's right.
And this priest only asked for $5.
Right, exactly. $5, $5, $4.99, $5, $4.5,
$4.5. Y'all know y'all can't go to Chinatown and buy no weed for $5. That number 7 costs you at least $25,
$30. No, that's right. That's right.
Tell them, Nicole. Tell them.
Yeah, Nicole knows.
They taught you over there in Westchester at number 7.
You know, they got to pay extra for that egg roll up there in Westchester, man. You know, they usually throw that in for free, that big old hockey puck, but she got to pay extra in them fortune cookies, too.
Yeah.
So she called in her pledge last week. So thank you, Nicole, girl.
Yeah. We got some faithful.
Yes,
that's
we do.
Faithful few. Normally, that's what happens at the church. You know, there's maybe 2% that pay tithes, and the rest of them just reap the blessings. And that, you know, God ain't pleased with that.
That's right. That's right.
But, you know, I know it's something like this is definitely in God's plan, God's design for this. And so, you know, I believe that you're going to get what you need to keep it rolling. You know, for those that are afraid to call in for whatever reason or just not calling in, don't wait till the last minute. We need to get it out the way. Get it out the way early.
There you go.
Otherwise, y'all ain't going to know where the president is playing at. Every week, he's telling y'all where he's going to be. Give y'all all that great information. Y'all gonna miss that.
Wow. Yeah, it's very possible.
Yes, sir.
Very possible.
JP's album hit, Don Corey's album hit, you ain't gonna know how to get it.
That's right, you won't even know. You will not even know. I'm serious. I'm serious. JP's about to release that puppy real soon, and I know Don Corey's working on his as well, his own personal one, and his group also, Providence.
Okay. Double duty here, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
So everybody got a little something going on in the soup.
Then when Lisa's album come out, you know, the Possum Family, then y'all don't know how to get that one. I didn't mean to go there.
You just had to go there, didn't you? Don Corey just texted me on my phone. He says, in case Kevin doesn't know, he's coming in late. Wait till the song is over. And then he says, tell Kevin to get saved. See?
I am saved, brother.
Oh, my goodness. Shout out to Sister Robin Harris, our fantastic gospel trombonist. She's checking in. She's checking into the show. I started off the show with a second song. It was your song, Girl Going Up Yonder. I'm going to have the show posted later on in the week. I probably will get to it later today. But y'all can go to gospeljazzations.com to pick up the archive shows. Kevin Moore is up there. He's the first show. He's up there as well. So check him out. That's when Kevin was here live last year. That's probably the funniest show.
You found it, all right.
The Possum Show, I still am digging that up. Actually, Don is going to bring a copy of the show next week so I could create an MP3 out of it and upload it.
Okay.
So I'll have that up when Don takes care of that. All right, Don, don't forget, August 30th, 2006. Bring that bad boy in. Thank you, Sunshine. But Sister Robin, log on to gospeljazzations.com later today or tomorrow sometime, and you'll be able to hear this morning's show, February 13th, 2008 there. And yeah, you were the second song on, girl, Going Up Yonder, and I was shouting you out all over. So she's just tuning in a little late this morning, and she already sent in her check. She just said, I'm going to just take care of you right now, Tone. So she's supporting Gospel Jazzation, so I appreciate her. She, you know, she was even offering to send in another check. How about that, Kev?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm talking about. Real people who are really looking to support this kind of music, because you're not going to get it anyplace else.
Yes, sir. Like the Tony Smith and the Crew show.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to Phyllis Yancey, Leslie, Sister Cynthia, AP, Corey Sunshine, Liz Black.
That's right.
Who else is out there? Todd Nicole. The down there in Baton Rouge. Who else I'm missing somebody. Who am I missing?
Oh, man.
We ain't heard from, what's my man, that Sean.
Sean called in earlier. Yeah, man, he's pledging his support too, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody pledging in and supporting.
Morris Davis out there in Texas, and Greg Haynes, happy guitar.
Yeah, man. Yeah, spoke to him yesterday. Wanted to shout him out. Also, Jono was online earlier, man. I tried to hit him up in time, but I guess he didn't get the message in time to tune into the program.
I think Jono just leave his light on.
Oh, he just. He just leaves his light on, just like God.
He's fairly new to my face, so he, I don't think he really got it yet.
Okay. Yeah,
but he got, Jono got a lot of listeners. I mean, a lot of, he's connected real well with, heavily with the Wyden family and the people. So Jono's the man. He's going to be doing his thing on this coming Friday night with the Four Horns.
All right. Tell us all about it. Four Horns, one voice, man. Tell us all about that, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to try to see if I can get my little recorder to work and make pick up something on that.
Okay.
And slip it in so you can hear the roughness of, you know, I think it's going to take us a minute to perfect things, but definitely excited. We got one rehearsal tomorrow night. My boy Stay brought in a young lady, Lynette, playing keys. Man, she was smashing that B3 last rehearsal.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's one thing, you know, most of the time you look at the B3, you're looking at the, you know, the fellas holding down, but this young lady is nothing nice, man.
Nice.
I'll definitely enjoy that. I said, but can we play that song one more time? I can hear some chords. It was nice. And then prayer out to Elijah Green. We had was bringing him on board to play bass for us, and his father passed on last Friday. So his services will be actually Friday morning. So definitely be praying for him. Phenomenal bass player here in the Bay Area.
Okay.
But let me let you get back to the show and do what you do. Y'all call in, pick up the phone.
That's right. Pick up the phone. Pick it up.
So let me get a plane, come out there. But it's snowing, so you won't see me until the springtime.
Yeah, man, I was talking to you the other day, and I told you how cold it was, man. You almost lost your mind. You were up there with your shorts or knickers or something like that and flip-flops, right?
I had all my flip-flops and some sweats. I was just out chilling today, too, man. It was hot, Doc. I had to roll the window down in the car. Turn the heat off, Doc.
See, if Don was here, he'd be all over you, man. Like water off a duck.
Go get me some ice cream today. It's so hot.
Gotta go get an icy, right?
Yeah.
Popsicle. Hey, you remember those popsicles? The ones with the two popsicles on the end, you had to break it in half?
Yeah.
They never broke in half really right, did they?
Not evenly, man. Somebody always got cheated.
Try to break it off, fall on the ground, man. You left with that empty popsicle.
Just crying,
right?
That's why you saw the dog start licking on it.
Right. Exactly.
Man, you know, that just shows how, you know, God is an awesome God, because it says, you know, that we should not worry or want for anything, you know. And he says, look at, you know, look at the birds and how they don't really have to work and tarry, you know, really tarry for anything. You know, God feeds them, right?
Yeah.
You know, and birds, if you look at them, you know, this is a little nugget I'm dropping on y'all.
All right.
When the birds get hungry, you know, the birds, they're smart, man. They say, okay, today I want some McDonald's. So they go fly over by McDonald's because they know somebody going to drop some for a cheeseburger. The next day they say, I'm going over by KFC, you know. I know Don Corey about to come out of KFC and drop his nuts. And they just go over there and wait and God feed them. Just think about that.
You couldn't resist, could you?
Next night they go down by Junior's. Want some cheesecake. Then they got to fight that brother off bathroom because he was like, nah, you ain't coming up in here without paying. Drop it down. I'm out.
And he's out. Thanks, Kevin. Kevin Moore right here on Gospel Jazz Nation, WFDU 89.1 FM. That's our West Coast correspondent. All over Don Corey, boy. I don't think Don lets food drop too much, man. That boy gonna catch that morsel. That tender morsel. Can't no food slip by Don Corey Washington. I'll tell you that right now. I think he's got a net under his chin or something like that, you know. Old bib. 3:18 in the AM. All right, Sister Winnie. Winnie was waiting to hear a song. She wanted to hear Healing coming on from the Crusaders featuring Donnie McClurkin on vocals. This is the way we roll, y'all. Sister Robin Harris, girl, thank you so much once again for your generous pledge and for, you know, looking to pledge once again to the program. But I appreciate you. Thank you so much. And yes, girl, we're still supporting you. That's the way we do here at Gospel Jazz Nations. We support our people for real. 3:19, I'll be here until 6 o'clock or so, giving you gospel jazz, gospel instrumental. Floyd, you still got your ears on, boy? Hope you're not drooling on a pillow or anything like that. I know Nicole is still listening in. Brother Tide, got your ears on. Brother William Moody will be calling me in about another 10, 15 minutes or so, checking in with Tone. But it is Gospel Jazz Nation, WFDU 89.1. Yeah. I need your help, Don Corey. Help me singing in the background, because you know I can't keep my tune. I need help. Which key shall I sing in? Which key shall I sing in? All right, y'all. Gospel Jazz Nation. WFDU 89.1 FM. Here is a Healing coming on. WFDU. Right here. Give me a call.
Sad and lost with no way to get home. and I hear my mama's voice, just like she's right beside me. And I know that there's a healing coming on. Oh yes,
someday
we will sing. Oh, what a joy. Love has found us over the night, falling all around us. Oh, what a song we will be singing on the day.
There you go, Sister Winnie. Healing coming on the Crusaders, Jazz Crusaders, featuring Joe Sample on keyboards and Pastor Dinah McClurkin on vocals. 3:27 in the AM. Shout out to my Aunt Gwen. Called in from Augusta, GA. Says she's kind of busy there at Fort Gordon Hospital, so she's been running around quite a bit. And always good to hear from her. Most definitely appreciate that. Shout out to Sister Sunshine, who called in. Says she's staying up listening to Tone Tone this morning. Said, I'm holding it down. Well, you know how I do, girl. Appreciate you. And thank you so much for your words of encouragement. And she has her three requests from the Three Amigos. That's yours truly, Tone Tone, Don Corey, and JP. Going to get that on for her in just a few. But let's get this on for Don Corey Washington. By request, this is Chains, Chains, coming to you from Kirk Franklin right here on Gospel Jazzation, WFDU 89.1 FM.
Truly free indeed. mind, Lord. Please.
WFDU 89.1 FM Gospel Jazz Nation's Chains. That's Kirk Franklin featuring Melanie Daniels, Nikki Ross, going out to Don Corey Washington. Haven't heard from that boy. I think he fell asleep, Kevin. Thought for sure he was going to call me. Boy is asleep. 3:35 in the AM. Shout out to my Aunt Gwen from Augusta, GA. I said, Tony, let the people know, remind them that your mom, well, my mom, had pledged to the program out there in Westbury, New York. Thanks, Ma. Appreciate it. So my mom supporting the program. Also, brother Marvin White from Passaic, New Jersey, emailed me his pledge. Thank you so much. If you don't want to call me, you can email me. Yeah, you can do that too. Email me your name, your address, and how much you want to pledge to the program. My email address is very simple, man. Very simple. Tony at TonySmith.com. That's T-O-N-Y at T-O-N-Y-S-M-I-T-H.com. Very easy to get in contact with me, and I reply to all emails, so looking forward to hearing from you. All right, I appreciate that so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Sister Winnie Stewart, who's a big supporter of Gospel Jazz Nations because she just loves this music so much. I want to thank her for supporting. And Sister Sunshine as well. Must encourage all y'all to support the program. But I thank y'all for those who can support and those who can't. Well, I know, got to do what you can. Do whatever you can and do what you do. And we just have to do what we do. But we can't do it without you, unfortunately, because we are listener-supported and we are commercial-free, all right? We are commercial-free, and we have one of our dedicated listeners to all the programs here at WFDU on the line, and that is none other than Brother William Moody from Yonkers. What's going on, Brother Moody?
Blessed to be stressed, no mind what the test. No weapon form against me shall prosper, it won't work, the devil is a liar. And
the truth ain't in
the
cup, but Jesus
Christ,
I'm here, cause God got a blessing
my name on it. Won't worry, won't fret, cause God had never failed me. He won't. Hallelujah,
praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning.
Corey, wake up.
There you go, there you go. You got it, man. Tell him, wake up.
You playing possum this morning, huh?
You playing possum for real. You're going to take Kevin's spot, man. But yeah, man, we were talking behind the scenes before about commercial radio and all these programs that are either being moved or taken off the air. And Brother Moody was talking about one of the stations on the AM dial where it's a commercial radio station and they play, what, about 10 minutes worth of commercials, Brother Moody?
10 minutes. You get like 10 minutes of commercials. And when they take a break, you get, before they come back with music, you get like 10 minutes commercial straight.
Mm.
So you might get 5 songs in the whole hour.
Wow. Y'all hear that? 5 songs in an hour. What in the world is that?
And here at FDU, sometimes we could get 5 songs in 15 minutes or 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's right.
So multiply that time 1 hour.
Yeah, man. That's right. There's a big difference. You got it.
So we got to support FDU, and we got to keep tone, and all the programs that throughout the week on this on the air, because we got to keep FDU not commercial free.
That's right.
No commercials.
No commercials. That's right. That's the way we roll here.
Song after song after song. Don't have to worry about no commercials.
That's right.
So, listeners, we got to wake up, smell the coffee, and keep FDU on the air, because this is FDU is here. When there was nobody else around.
Right. There you
so
go.
We got to keep this spot on our radio dial. Keep the light shining, because Jesus is light, and we got to keep the light of music, gospel music, all over the night, in the night hours, and possibly in the daytime, getting the prime time. So
come on now.
We got to keep the night in order to get prime time.
There you go.
Because those that are in higher thought, they're looking at the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers are adding up.
That's right.
And we we're not gonna be here. So we got to do it.
Right, got to do what we can. Every little bit helps, man.
Yeah. With 5, 10, you know, whatever you can pledge, you know.
Right.
You don't pledge over your budget. So
right.
Let's pledge anything.
Right. So right.
Everything adds up. I mean, take a hundred. You say $100. That's $100.
Mm-hmm.
$10. $5. Then 100 times 100 people. End it up. So,
there you go.
We got to do it. Wake up.
That's right. You know, Brother Moody, I had a bunch of kids that I played for in Bermuda. They all, you know, pull their nickels and pennies and dimes together, and they have all pledged to the program.
Right.
Now, these are all first and second graders, man, and they all pull their funds together and they pledge to the program. So how about that? I mean, if a little, you know, first grader or second grader can pledge to this program with whatever little pennies and nickels and dimes they may have, some of these adults out here got to be able to play something now, right?
Amen.
All right,
yeah,
now.
Yeah, don't wait for the next person that, oh, well, the next woman. Because we all waiting. I'm listening every morning, and every show, they call in, please.
Yeah.
Pledge.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's not just Dr. Gurus, Stacy program, Liz program, DJ Floyd, Craig program, Nisi D, Christine B. I mean, listen.
You listen, you got a ball, bro.
The same thing. I even tune in to and want to come on Sunday night for a parade.
Yes, sir.
Your girl.
Oh, yeah, man.
And same thing. They were begging. I mean, please call in. I mean, what's going on?
That's it.
Yeah. Christine Vitale, yeah.
Right. The group Harmony Alley, that's right. You listen to her show, man?
I would tune in because I want to see how the pledge was coming, so I tune in.
Yeah, man. Well, that's the way it is, man. We're all the DJs here at WFDU are volunteers, and we're all working to try and get those pledges pulled in. But I got to tell you, these people during the day with this bluegrass and these other genres of shows, I mean, they're pulling it down, man. They're pulling in thousands of dollars. And I know that Sister Vicky Sola on Saturdays from 12 noon to 4 p.m., her first week of pledges were $6,500 in pledges.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Salsa, man. She's always holding it down. But it's unfortunate, man. The gospel side, we really are low in numbers, and we can't really go to management and say, hey, put us on during the day if our numbers are so low. And these other shows are so high. They're not. It's just business. They're not going to move a show that's bringing in thousands of dollars for a program that's only bringing in a couple of $100, if that.
That's right.
You understand what we're saying?
Yeah,
that's why you have to be able to support us so we can get on at a different time and during the day. Because trust me, I would love to be on during the day while y'all at work or in the drive time or something like that.
Yeah.
Tune into this program, that's for sure. Because coming here in the middle of the night, it is rough. Just as it is rough for you to tune in and listen into this program, it's rough for us to leave out of our homes in the middle of the night to come here. So we appreciate any little help you can.
That's right. At least we the listener, if we get tired, we can fall asleep. But those that Tony and Liz and different ones on the air, they get tired. They can't fall asleep. You gotta
stay awake.
They had to stretch and drink coffee or whatever to try to keep them awake.
Yeah, man. I got to walk around, stick my head out that door to keep myself going. Get some fresh air. But no, every little bit helps, and if you can, we really appreciate it. And if you cannot, you know, that's the choice that you have to make, and we appreciate you tuning in anyway. And it's unfortunate that people do tune out during this time of the month because they don't want to hear us begging and pleading. But, you know, as I said before, I'm not going to beg and plead. If you want to pledge, then go right ahead. If you don't, then that's your prerogative. But I'm not going to beat you up about it. So I'm going to leave it in your hands. And at the end of the pledge month, and the numbers are what they are, when I come on and say, well, it's time for me to move on, y'all. The show's been moved or taken off, and I'll see y'all sometime around the corner. And y'all say, well, what happened? I thought we all bonded together. But that's what happens. And you know, for real, that's what's going to happen because, hey, it's done. It was done at LIB. It was done at WWRL back in the day.
Yeah.
Remember RL was playing gospel 24/7. You remember that, Moody?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, man. Well, they moved that bad boy. They just flipped the switch, too. Again, for non-support. And this is the way gospel music is. If the music is not supported, if we're not buying the product, rather than burning CDs, y'all, okay? If we're not buying the product, then the artist very well cannot go back in the studios and record another CD for you because the numbers are just not there. Record labels are not going to put that money in to something where they're not getting their returns on it. This is just business 101. So I got to flip it and put it in the other person's hand. Let's say you own a business, all right? And here you are trying to make a living, all right? And you're trying to sell, I don't know, some possum stew or possum steaks or something like that. And no one's coming in and buy them possum steaks. So what are you going to do? You got to have to give it all to Brother Don Corey in Washington. But if you don't sell those possum steaks, then your rent is due, your lease is due, and you can't support it. So you have no other choice but to close up shop and move someplace else to Louisiana.
Okay. Yeah, and speaking of artists, you artists out there that get your music play here on FAU, that no other station is playing, you should call in and get your play as well.
Yeah.
Your music is only heard here on FAU. It won't play FAU. Your music wouldn't be here.
That's true.
The artists that you gotta carry your load too.
That's right.
For the listeners too.
That's right. Well, we're trying, Brother Moody. We're trying to let them know. I did have a few responses. I sent out a bunch of emails to artists, and I've only got a handful of responses. Sister Robin Harris was probably one of my first replies, so I want to thank her for sending in her check. Sister Angela Christie, who has a brand new CD coming out, she actually called me, and you can very rarely get her on the phone, and she actually called me and sent her encouragement words, so I want to thank her as well. Also, Kirk Whalum said he's going to support. Who else? Kevin Moore, of course.
Oh, yeah, Kevin Moore, our West Coast correspondent.
West Coast correspondent.
Shout out to Kevin Moore.
Also, Brother Ron Mitchell called in his support from Trans Jazz. I want to thank him as well. And the only thing I cannot tell is the ones who are pledged online because I don't have that kind of knowledge to get that information. Only station management has that information. But I will find out after pledging is done. Next week is the last week, and then they'll tally up all the numbers. And those of you who have pledged, you'll be getting a pledge packet in the mail if you haven't received it as yet. And at that point, you send back your check or money order to how much you ever pledged to the program. And just make sure that you credit Gospel Jazzations for that, all right?
Right. Speaking of pledge, I got my pledge back on money, so hopefully I'm gonna send my pledge in before I go in the hospital. So
okay,
I can go in the hospital and I have to think about it. I have to send my pledge in, so that give me more time to keep my mind on Jesus and
yes,
get
sir.
Healed. So
yes, sir.
Hopefully by the first of the next week, I'm gonna send my pledge in to all the programs, and that way I can get out of the way and I can go to the hospital and relax.
Well, all right. Well, we're definitely going to keep you in prayer. And we thank you so much for that, Brother Moody. And Sister Sunshine is definitely going to lay hands on you and pray over the doctor's hands and make sure that everything goes well with your surgery. All right?
Amen.
All right, Brother Moody. Appreciate you calling in, buddy.
All right. Sharon Anderson. Shout out to Sharon Anderson.
Yeah, man. Where is Sharon? She was going to surprise me one of these days. I know tonight's not a good night, but she said she was going to come in here doing Pledge Month long. So let's see if she comes in next week. We're going
to
keep her.
Sister Lane, I'm waiting to hear from you. You out there, give me a call.
That's right. All right, Brother Moody.
All right, brother. Tony.
Appreciate you, man.
You know how we do it at the top of hour.
You got it, my man.
The song of the year and the number one song in the country.
You got it.
Oh.
Hey, you tried, man. You tried.
singing ain't my strong part.
Neither is mine.
I got to leave that to Don Corey and Brother
and JP. Yeah, leave it to the professionals, man.
Yeah.
No doubt. All right, Brother Moody. Thank you so much, man.
All right, brother. Don't.
All right, we'll talk to you next week, right? You'll be here next week?
Yeah.
All right.
Shout out to Brother Oscar Gilchrist.
Yes,
hope
sir.
Hope you get your ears on, Brother Oscar.
Yes, sir.
Love you, man.
Love you, Brother Oscar.
And
when you see Sister Rosalind, tell I said hello, right?
Yeah, I will. Sister Rosalind, I know you got the sheets covered over here, so
that's right.
I'll see you in church.
Okay. Tell Sister Juanita said hello, all right, Brother Moody?
All right.
All right, my man. God bless you now.
God bless you, too.
Bye-bye. Brother William Moody calling in from Yonkers. As I said before, that man listens to all the programs, all the gospel programs here at WFDU. So we're talking about real support. That boy pledges to all the shows as much as he can. And he's on a limited budget. See, that's what I'm talking about. You got an individual on a limited budget pledging to all programs. Yeah, first graders, second graders, you know, scrumping up whatever change they can, pledging to this program from another country, no doubt. All right, y'all. I think I've talked enough here. All right, 201-692-2012. Call in your pledge support. Email me at tony@tonysmith.com. Go online at wfdu.fm like Brother Kevin Moore has. Thank you so much, Brother Kev. Spread the word. Let people know to keep this program on the air. Thank you, Sister Winnie Stewart, for your generous pledge last week. And also Sister Deidre Williams, who kicked it off over there at Bear Stearns. She was the first one, actually, to pledge to the support. Her support to Gospel Jazzation. She called in earlier, man. I'm telling you, before we even started. So thank you. And tell Sister Jackie I said hello next time you talk to her. All right, girl. Sister Dee Dee. Deidre Williams here in Gospel Jazzation. Tuning in over there at Bear Stearns. All right, Sister Nicole, you still got your ears on, girl? She says she's going to hold out as long as she can. Thank you, Nicole. Sister Leslie is tuned out over there in Florida. And Sister Phyllis Yancey, I don't know if she's still tuned in from Arizona, but I thank you so much for tuning in earlier. And Sister Sunshine, she has requests from all three of us. I'm going to try and get in two of them right now. Let's get into, let's say, some Don Corey Washington. It's in you. And then we're going to go to some JP. All right, girl. 201-692-2012.
Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. a peace that I've never known. You get so close to me and my heart begins to melt. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, it's in you. I move and I have my being, I can't make it without you. It's in you I live. It's in you I live. I move and have my being. My being, I can't make it without you. Oh, it's in you I live. It's in you I live. I move and have my being. I can't make it without you. Oh, yeah. It's in you I live. It's in you I live. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Oh, yeah, yeah. God has been so good to me.
God has been,
yes, He has. Wanna know why we bless? You wanna know why we have so much to live for? When you know so much about my past, you know that I've been in and out. You know that I've been moving fast. So many people counting me out. Never thought that I would last. No. That's what I love about God. That's what I love about Him. He was there in my time of need. But I don't wanna fall. You may be busy with your life.
God has been so good to me.
Been so good.
I
don't wanna fall. Wonder why I act so strange. Wonder why my friends have changed. Had a lot of trouble in my life. The Lord had to rearrange some things, yeah. See, He showed me who was there for me. Exposed all my enemies. Now I understand the reason for, the reason for my worship and praise. That's what I love about God. That's what I love about Him.
Testimony.
God is
done for me,
done for me,
do for you,
do for you.
Some insight.
inside to you. Just passing on inside to you.
Just passing on inside to you.
Just passing on inside to you.
Hey.